The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Good morning. Welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Christina Leavenworth from the Leavenworth team. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what's new with the Leavenworth team since the last time we saw you?
It's been busy, honestly, yeah. With these rates coming down a little bit. It's nothing like those 3% days, but we have some people doing stuff in the fives. Even some new home builders are doing 3.99%. So we're seeing some people out there. If you have a 3 or a 4% mortgage and you're going up to like a 5.8, it's not as much of a stretch as it was going up to 8%. Yeah. So we're seeing some of those golden handcuffs come off for people that had bought and they're like, I can't move because of these interest rates. They're so low. Now they're like, you know what? Life happens. You know, we need the bigger house or we need the smaller house. So we're seeing a lot of movement. It's been a busier market than what I typically see in October.
Okay. So what can a homeowner do to maybe angle themselves for a better rate?
For a better rate, talk to us sooner rather than later so we can get you hooked up with a lender who can look at your credit and say, hey, here are three things you need to do and you'll be good in 3 months to go. So your interest rate matters, looking at your debt to income ratio, things like that. Just to try to get the lowest rate. And also talk to someone like us. We know who has the good deals. It's crazy where you hear about some people that are still at like 7% versus like, hey, I'm like, I heard about a guy at 5.5. We're constantly reaching out to people, seeing where they're at. And again, those new home builders, if you're wanting one of those new homes, let us help you. Call us first because we can negotiate for you. We can get you more free money toward closing costs, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So even if you go into a open house or a model home over the weekend, if they go like, hey, are you working with an agent? Be like, yes, I am. The Christina Leavenworth team. Even if you haven't even talked to us yet, we will be there for you to help you just to make sure that you guys, that they're best set up for that new home.
You had mentioned new homes. So some builders are offering incentives. Is that right?
Yeah, they're buying it down. So like 3.99% we're seeing. And that is your interest rate for life. That is not just a 1 year, 2 year thing. If you lock in at that, you get it as a fixed interest rate. But there's other things you can do. So if there's a $300,000 home and let's say you're like, oh, I don't want to pay $300,000. I'd rather pay $285,000 or whatnot. If you went to that seller and said, listen, I will pay you $300,000, but I want you to take $15,000 and buy down my rate, the amount you would save per month is going to be far greater than if you had a $285,000 loan versus the $300,000. That's not going to be a big difference in your payment. But if they buy down your rate from a 6 to maybe a 4, that's a huge deal. So we're really trying to educate people on that.
Absolutely.
Looking at what's most important. If you have cash, then yeah, of course, try to get it for $285,000. But if you're financing it, saving $400 a month might be more advantageous to you versus just getting it at a lower price.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what sets your team apart from other agents that are out there?
Oh, this is a long answer. I think our passion, how much we love real estate. And it's all we talk about. I have dreams about real estate. It's so weird. I had a dream the other day for a new listing doing a murder mystery open house. And it felt so real. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I had to tell my team, I'm like, we're gonna do a murder mystery open house. And then I was thinking about it after I woke up. I was like, well, that's way out in the country. I don't know if anyone would go. But we honestly have like real estate dreams. We love it. But being one step ahead with the knowledge, that is huge. When it is your most expensive investment, your home, you need someone that's one step ahead.
Absolutely. Murder mystery, so I'm thinking Halloween theme. Is that what you're going with there?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on in my head that night. It was funny.
That's funny. So I know that we've talked in the past that when people work with you, you're communicating all along with them throughout the whole process.
Absolutely. Communication's key. It's huge. My past in news, when I was a news anchor and reporter, I realized how important communication was and really learned it. So I people often tell us you over-communicate, which I want to hear. Like, you don't want to be sat going, okay, wait, where am I at in this transaction? Like, I don't know anything. That is the worst feeling for either a seller or a buyer to have. They need to feel like, all right, I am educated on what everything going on. And there are times we tell them no news is good news. There is sometimes a lull in this whole process where you're not going to hear anything from me. We're just doing all the behind the scenes stuff that you won't understand. And we tell them that.
Christina Leavenworth is our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for her today. There's a new Florida law on the books requiring disclosure of property's flood risk. Can you tell us about that?
I think this is a great new law. It went into effect October 1st. So in Florida, sellers already disclose. We have a property disclosure form where it asks you many questions. What's the age of your roof? Has your property flooded before? Have you ever had a sinkhole? It asks you all sorts of questions. But now this flood disclosure is just an extra bonus disclosure because it is such an important issue. And there's two questions on there. Have you ever filed an insurance claim for flooding? And have you also ever received any federal assistance for flood damage? It's those two questions. But what I would want to go even a step further, I wish it would had this on here. Have you ever flooded and not filed an insurance claim? That would be something I would love to have. And that's something you can always ask somebody. You can always ask your agent to ask them. It's not on the disclosure form, but like on this new one. That would be something nice to know.
And why is that?
Well, I mean, you want to know. I mean, you want to know if you're prone to that. And maybe you flooded, but you didn't file an insurance claim. Like, you still want to know.
How can people find out what their flood zone is? Do they go to the county for that?
Yeah, there's a few different ways to do that. It's kind of hard to read if you're not accustomed to it. So your agent will let you know. But there's different zones. So X, so all of Florida is a flood zone. We have people ask us all the time, like, I don't want to be in a flood zone. All of Florida is a flood zone. There's just some that are deemed better than others. So X, if you're in X flood zone, your lender does not require you to have flood insurance. So when they're saying, I don't want to be in a flood zone, they mean I want to be in flood zone X. And then after that is AE. A lot of downtown Pensacola is in AE. So there's different things on how often that means that that area could likely flood. But that is kind of that medium level. And then you go into VE, which you're probably right on the water and you're real low. But sometimes waterfront homes are in AE. So that's kind of the progression there. But we can always help people understand it. The vast majority of our properties in our area are in that X zone. If you are near the coast, though, you're going to be in AE or VE.
Okay. I'm sure one of the questions that you probably get a lot is that there were also changes to the commission rules.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
So now, so in the past, you didn't have to sign a buyer agency agreement if you wanted to see homes. In some states, they had you do that. But here we were like, you know, whatever. We're going to open doors for you and do this. So now there are a couple of forms out there that are making it more transparent and explaining the relationship, saying, hey, you know, I'm going to show you homes. Here's what I'm going to do. If you want to purchase a home, this is my rate. This is what I charge. However, in our market, we are still seeing the vast majority of sellers still offering to pay that commission. So in the past, it's always been negotiable, but it's just the way the forms are now, it breaks it up a little bit more. So and a lot of buyers, they don't have that extra money to pay their agent on top of paying their down payment, their, you know, escrow fees, any sort of loan fees. So they want the seller to still cover it. And we're seeing that in the vast majority of the homes in our market, that it's still kind of operate business as usual.
What are buyers looking for right now? Is it mostly location? They want to be in a certain school district, or are they looking more for that perfect home?
Well, it's always location, location, location. So definitely location. But we are really trying to educate them about, hey, let's talk about your insurance costs. If you're loving that older home, this is what that looks like for maintenance. This is what it looks like. Is it worth it to you? So we try to do that. We're seeing a ton. I have people right now buying a Gulf Front place out on Pensacola Beach. And then I also have first-time home buyers. Then they were looking at older homes. And the more we've chatted, they're like, we really think we need a newer home. All this makes us too nervous about thinking about having to replace a water heater or an HVAC unit. We're young. We just don't have that extra money. And I'm like, I agree with you. I think that's a smart decision. But we give them all the facts and then they decide.
Absolutely. So a lot of homes on the market. How do you work with sellers to help them differentiate their home from other properties?
We do so much stuff. We have a home right now. It's a historic home out in Milton. We got the News Journal to do an article on her, which was really cool, talking about the story of the home. That's one thing we do. We do tons of videos, tons of social media. We do so many open houses to the point I think sometimes it annoys the sellers because it's we're trying something. We're trying something to get people in there. And that also helps the algorithm of all the other sites like Zillow and Realtor.com if you have things going on. We also do broker tour of homes where we invite a lot of agents over and we bring sushi and wine and try to get them in there so they can think about any clients they might have. So we really take everything we can and we throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah. Sometimes you see realtors go through with like their camera and they do like a YouTube YouTube video? Yep. Is that still kind of a big thing?
Sometimes we do that. It just depends. The short form content gets more views because people don't really want to see a 20-minute long home tour. So something short and punchy gets their interest more with a good caption. You know, like for one, like looking to move, like we have a home over on Santa Clara, over in Navarre, where it has such like low insurance. Its bills are so low. So it's like, do you want to, you know, live in a waterfront home with electricity under $200 a month? This is it. Or looking for like, where else can you find waterfront with low insurance rates? Things like that. So we just try to be punchy to get more views.
Mm-hmm. Spring, I hear, is the hottest time of the year to sell a house. So yeah. If people are thinking about that, should they be connecting with you now?
They should absolutely connect with us now so we can get them ready. If you wait until spring, it's going to be a way more stressful process for you. What I'd want them to start doing right now is to start decluttering. You're going to have to move anyway. Start figuring out what goes in the donation pile. And right now is a great time to do that with so many people hurting in South Florida. Mm-hmm. There are people that truly need that stuff. So start decluttering. Even if you have, you know, things in your pantry that you don't think you'd take with you, go ahead and give it to people who really need it now. And you're going to have to move anyway. So let's start doing that. And if we go over there and we think you might need a fresh paint or something, it gives you time to be able to get that done.
Talking about decluttering, a lot of people seem to use their garages as sort of overflow space for storing stuff. I'm actually amazed by all my neighbors who, I park my car in my garage.
Okay.
Other people do not.
Yes.
So what should people who have a full garage consider doing? Should they get like a pod or something?
I honestly am one of those people that's totally fine with using your garage as a staging space. I think people can see beyond it. They know you're moving. It's not a big deal. If your garage is already full, though, and you still have to declutter your home, though, then you're probably going to have to get rid of some of it. And if you can't part with anything, a pod might be a good idea. And we come through and we help you know how to stage. We tell you exactly. One of my biggest things, nothing on countertops at all. It's going to make them look bigger. It's going to make it look cleaner. So we take everything off. Your toothbrush that's on there, I know that's nice for normal life, but we're pulling that off. It's going underneath the sink, that sort of thing. And even the fridge, no magnets on it. We take that off. Sometimes rugs make a space look really small. Sometimes we pull the rugs. It just depends on the home.
Mm-hmm. Christina Leavenworth, our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions about selling your home today. Photos. Talk to me about the importance of having quality photos.
We have the best real estate photographer in the region. They're so good. They make your home look like $1 million. I've had people tell me that they don't want to leave their home after seeing the photos we took of it and after staging and decluttering. Mm-hmm. They're like, why am I even moving? This house is amazing. Like, I know. That's what happens when it's clean and shiny and staged properly. So that is really, really huge. So we do that. We also sometimes do 3D tours to help people walk through the home and see it. And we even bring in professional stagers on some vacant homes to bring in their own furniture if that is needed. Mm-hmm. It's not always needed, but we normally can work with what they have and just make it look better type of thing. Speaking about the spring being a good time, so I was at a conference. I think I brought this up last time, but maybe new listeners are here. So normally in October and November, we see real estate sales drop by about 9%. But during an election year, we see that about 15%. So everyone is anticipating after the election, once everyone just knows who's going to win type of thing, it to pick up. So we might see a difference. Maybe we're seeing a more busy December than we used to see. But their data says that after every single election year, no matter who wins, believe it or not, you see higher prices, more sales overall, and lower interest rates. And this has happened over history, except for 2008. That was the one time during the financial crisis, and then like once in the 80s. So typically, that's what happens. So I think it might be a good year for sellers to sell. I think if you're thinking about it, timing it out to get your home on the market in maybe February might not be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to staging. So you talked about staging and the importance of that. Should people try to keep their own furniture there? Should they work with somebody to bring some temporary furniture in if they have to get out? And why can't they leave it the space open?
So usually bringing the stager in costs quite a bit of money. We only do that on properties that really need it or a floor plan that doesn't exactly make sense. So we'll use it there. Most of the time we use their own furniture. But if it's empty, that's fine too. Like on a normal three bedroom, two bath where it's very easy to see where furniture goes, leaving it empty, and then we virtually stage it. So we go in and we put it there so people can envision it. And we'll leave a little booklet of the virtually staged photos there. They're on the internet, but also at the home so they can go, oh, okay, I see how this would make sense.
Okay.
So we do things like that. Do we have a question?
We do have a question on the text line for you. Concerning floors, is carpeting a detractor? What about wood flooring throughout the house or only in certain rooms?
So right now, a lot of people are really not into carpet just due to pets and kids. And it's always pretty, even if you take perfect care of it, over time, it likely will need to be replaced. However, if you're trying to sell your home, I don't like people spending money on something they're not going to get the joy of using. So if we went into a home and the carpets are just, you know, dog pees everywhere, that sort of thing, we're going to highly suggest we're not going to want to give a credit on that because people are going to walk in and go, ooh, it smells type of thing. But we'll either say, let's put some vinyl plank down. It's going to be worth it. Or if they're more, you know, budget conscious, get some fresh carpet down.
Yeah. We actually have something similar in our house where we bought it. The bedrooms all have carpeting. The rest of it is all just vinyl flooring. And I mean, it looks nice, but the carpeting in one of the kids' rooms really smelled bad. And when we pulled it up, realized it was their prior pet who did some business.
Yeah, and you find that across the board. But if you're doing a renovation or if you're building a home, if you can, I would avoid carpet. Put some rugs in there. If you want your feet to be nice and cozy, put some rugs in there because we are just seeing across the board consumers are not wanting carpet. And we see that when we're doing the new builds and we're negotiating with them. Most people are opting, if they can, to do the upgrade and not have any carpet anywhere.
Should homeowners be creating lists of improvements that they've made over the years so the buyer knows?
We love that. We love whenever they can do that because they'll tell us everything in the appointment. But we have them fill out some data sheets that give us all that information as far as like when their septic was last pumped, tell us about their HVAC, all those things. Sadly, though, a new HVAC doesn't exactly give you more value. It gives maybe more marketability, but those are, I like to compare it to a car. If you're buying a car and it has new tires on it or tires that are, you know, a few months old, you're not going to necessarily pay a whole lot more for the new tires because tires are expected. It's a part of the car. Like you need tires to make it move. Like you need a roof over the house, and appraisers don't give it more value either.
850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today. How many days on average is a house sitting on the market right now?
Right now, I believe the last data we saw was around 50 days. So we have some homes that are still moving within a couple days, and then we have others that are taking a little bit longer. It depends on the type of home it is. We do have more inventory, but you know, we prepare our sellers for that.
Okay. What kind of a consultative process do you have with people that you work with?
Oh, this was something I was thinking about recently. It is so easy to work with us. I was thinking about life, how sometimes like you work with someone that maybe isn't your favorite just because you have their number and it seems easy. And just like, oh, I'll call this insurance guy I've always worked with rather than going with someone new. So this was my thinking on this. We're so easy. If you call us, like we'll be there that day or the next day and we're going to start working with you and get the ball rolling. If you needed to sell your home on Monday, if we were there, we probably could make that happen. Like we could be there tomorrow. We could call in a favor with our photographer, get him in Monday and make it happen. So if anyone ever wants to see homes or sell their house, we absolutely can make it super easy on you where it's not a whole process. So I feel like if you go to a new doctor, it's such a process where you have to give them all this new paperwork and all your insurance info and wait 17 months to get in. It's not that way with us. Like we will be there instantaneously. So if you're thinking about making a move, it doesn't have to be a process.
Okay. Another question for you on the text line. How do you go about selling a home that has a large number of pets inside?
That one gets tough. That is definitely difficult. So it depends on how many pets and if the seller works from home or not. One idea is we like to have set showing times. So we're not going to have a last minute showing for you. That's just not going to happen. We're going to go ahead and stipulate it ahead of time. Showings can only be from 4 until 6, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you can be prepared to take those animals out of the home. That is the best thing. If that is absolutely impossible to do, we're going to come up with another solution. Maybe the homeowner stays there and goes out back with all the animals. It doesn't make for the best viewing experience, though, for a buyer if the seller's there because they don't really get to see it, you know, without feeling awkward. So that's one option. Or when we list it, we say, why don't you guys go on a family trip? You've been wanting to go on a vacation anyway. Let's give us that first week to show it like as much as we want. And then we'll go to that set time schedule thing. That way, the first week is honestly some of the hottest times the home is on the market because it's getting the most views. So then if that's something that they can financially do or bring all their animals with them, that's another idea. We're looking for those options. When a home is occupied, I really don't love same day showings because it's too stressful for the homeowner. And I've told them that, and they tell me, well, no, we could be out in like an hour, 30 minutes. But then the whole day you're sitting on pins and needles, not knowing if someone's going to come or not, and not knowing whether you can go to the grocery store. And the stress will just kill everyone. So I say, let's just go ahead and say next day showings only. So that morning when you wake up, you know you don't have any showings. So then the next day we'll see. And a lot of people really like that.
Love all the questions coming in, 850-437-1620. How important is it to have a home inspection? And are there companies that you recommend for that?
So
home inspection is probably required.
If you're cash, it's not because you don't have to get insurance and things. Or if you're buying a new build, you wouldn't have to. But you need a home inspection. You absolutely need a home inspection because that $300,000 house you might be buying, once you start inspecting it, you might realize it has $60,000 worth of repairs. And you don't want to buy that house anymore. That's a huge thing. And the biggest reason, so if you're even if you're buying with cash, you should have insurance on your home. I think everyone would agree with that. So you need to get a 4-point and a Windman inspection for your insurance company to give you coverage. So they will look at that, and that's how you're going to get your insurance quote. So those two you need at a bare minimum, but we recommend getting the full home inspection with that because then it's going to look for more nitpicky things. The insurance reports are just looking for any sort of plumbing issues, electrical, roof. They're looking at major components, whereas the home inspection is looking at everything. And yes, I have some great companies. Steven Swanson, he's with Love Pensacola Properties, Pro One Home Inspections. There's a few others, Gary Massey, some great people. We also have WDO inspections. Mm-hmm. So that's wood destroying organisms. So they're looking for termites or wood rot.
Okay.
So that's super important. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants termites. I promise you that. And then septic. That's another one. If someone's on a septic system, we had someone recently, their septic tank was just pumped like 7 days ago. We sent out inspectors because that company didn't inspect it. And there was all sorts of issues with it. Mm-hmm. And a septic system is expensive to fix. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that as far as a seller, though, some sellers like to get pre-listing home inspections. And depending on the property, sometimes we recommend that and sometimes we don't, just whether it's needed. We don't want to have someone spend $500 if they don't have to. That's typically how much a home inspection costs.
Okay. Do you work with a lot of military families at all?
Tons of military families.
Okay. And what sort of challenges, I guess, are they facing?
Not many.
Not many? Okay, good.
No, military.
I've heard that military families sometimes have a hard time coming into Pensacola, for example, and finding affordable housing.
No. I mean, their BAH, like their housing allowance, we often find things that work for them. Mm-hmm. The VA loan is zero down, which is great. I had one of the members of the Blue Angels buy a property, and they were saying how, like, this is crazy that it was cheaper for us to buy a home than it would have been to rent. Because renting, you're putting down, you know, first and last month, the deposits, all those things. And I think they, like, got into a beautiful home for literally $0.
Mm.
And there's a lot of, the new builders, they have VA $0 move-in, and then they have those lower interest rates. So there's a lot of great options for military buyers.
Perfect. Let's talk about pre-approval letters really quick and how important those are.
It's super important. It's your entry in. If you submit an offer and don't have a pre-approval, the other agent is not even going to consider it because there's no proof you can afford it. Representing a seller, I wouldn't consider that because then they're going to take their home off the market. They're going to have to do all the things for somebody that's maybe not even qualified to buy your home. Mm-hmm. No way. So you need that in writing from a lender. And a lot of these lenders, again, it's not a whole process. When you go through the loan process, that is, and it's not fun. But getting a pre-approval should take 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
And they ask you a few questions, and then they get it out for you, as long as you're giving them the right information.
Perfect. We have about 30 seconds left. How do people get a hold of you?
Google us, Christina Leavenworth, or you can call us at 850-378-1260. Put that in as your favorite realtor. Call us. It's easy. It's not like going to the doctor. Not a whole process.
All right. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks.